Sunday Meditation, February 18th, 1996. Question today concerns red ray energy and how it may be transferred between people in any number of ways. Sexual seems to be the most obvious, but there is also the possibility of exchanging red ray energy with people, it seems, just by contact and conversing, just being in their presence. And we would like any kind of information that you could give us on the nature of the red ray energy transfer between peoples. And does it differ, say, from second density to third density in the way red ray is transferred, or in the way any other ray is transferred? Could you give us any indication as well as to what the lack of red ray energy would appear as in a person's life, or an abundance of red ray, a description of red ray, I guess, in general, would be helpful.
We are those of Kuo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whom there is no variation or shadow. We thank you for calling us to speak with you this afternoon, for it is indeed a great privilege for us to join this circle of seekers of truth. We too are seekers of truth, and yet we do not have the final answers ourselves. So as always, we ask that each listen and take from those things which we say, only those ideas and conceptions that ring true for you personally. For we would not want to put a stumbling block in your way. We wish only to aid. Please know that you are aiding us, for allowing us to perform this service for you is great generosity on your part. We have only one reason to be here, and you are allowing us to further that hope of ours, to lend what aid we can to those upon your sphere at this time who seek those lessons of love which lie beyond the present earth world. You have elected this day to focus upon a very literally basic portion of the energy distortions which form the structure of your mind-body-spirit complex, as this instrument would call it. Those rays that feed and inform the physical bodies, the mental bodies, the emotional bodies, and the spiritual. And so let us look at that first incoming port of call within your personal energy field. For there is a field about that entity which is you. It is the kind of field that holds together. If you see it upon the top of a liquid, you would call this kind of field a meniscus. It is that which holds the surface and enables it to form a shape. Such are the complex of fields that contain your consciousness and allow it to manifest within that world of shadows in which you live at this time. The energy which is received by the physical body is infinite and perfect and without distortion. It moves into the body, rushing in from the earth, from the air, from the sky, in through the feet and at the root of the spine. And the welcome that it finds in that base chakra or energy center at the root of the spine places the limit upon the energy that can be transformed as it moves through the remaining energy centers of your body, your mind, and your spirit. When entities wish to think about what you have called red ray, it is natural that the consideration tend towards being that of identifying red ray energy with sexual energy. And certainly, sexual energy is a manifestation of red ray energy. Just as the functions of the parasympathetic nervous system are functions of red ray energy. As you have suspected, there is a scope, a range of ways that the pure base chakra energy may be distorted. And the sexual expression is only one of those ways. Perhaps the most skillful expression of strong red ray energy is the allowing of the self to rejoice in the feeling of health and life, to feel the vivid energy of the blood moving through the physical body, of the organs doing their balanced working, and of the nervous system opening and relaxing and turning towards the light of the physical world, or that world of entities in which the expression of light, perhaps the lamp in the window, or the smile that lights up the face, can express. For the red ray is in its pure form the energy that created all things. Moving in its first expression into the individual splinter of the love and the light of the one infinite creator, that is each of you. Certainly, the expression of red ray energy in sexual activity is an appropriate and helpful expenditure of this valuable energy. And the transfer of energy which can be exchanged in a sexual act does create what this instrument would call the Holy Eucharist of this energy that expression of unified praise and thanksgiving that in uniting two bodies unites also the adoration of the one infinite creator and becomes a hymn of praise. And yet, as this instrument has suspected for some time, because of its own experiences at receiving such energy from others, it is entirely possible and natural and certainly helpful when entities which have good polarity meet to allow the free exchange of red ray energy. Depending upon the polarities involved, one entity within such an energy exchange is able to fall into a, we correct this instrument, an open circuit which allows the two entities who are polarized to circulate the shared energy back and forth, around and around. In this expression, one of the polarities will be sharing physical energy. The other will be sharing its excess of spiritual, emotional energy. Although it is most often true that the biological female will share the emotional and spiritual energies, whereas the male will share its excess of physical energy, this is not always the polarity which two entities will discover. For many biological males have the excess of spiritual energy, many biological females have an excess of physical energy. When two females or two males find the energy exchange of red ray opening to link their fields, one will have the polarity of the opposite sex. This does not mean that the biological male is actually a female if it has spiritual rather than physical distortions of excess energy. It simply means that each entity, whether biologically male or female, is both, has been both many times, and contains within the self the entire range of expressions, emotions, and feelings. So there is not a state of complete blindness which separates the two kinds of energies which are transferred, but rather there is the great desire of the everyday culture to keep things simple. And to that worldview, which expresses within your people's culture, the man is the man, the woman is the woman, and the two natures are irretrievably opposite. It is our opinion that this is an immensely overstated truth. There is the tendency, rather, for the sexual biases to be, as the culture thinks them. The truth is that each has all of the available distortions within a vast memory that lies deep within the mind complex. And within this deep memory lie recollections of being many, many things, many plants, many animals, minerals, elements, and states. For this protean, plastic, endlessly reforming material that houses the energy that is consciousness is that which, like the various parts of the sea, may seem to split into this wave and that, this bubble and that froth, and yet it is all one. It is all the one water, and there is in truth no differentiation. And yet you have come out of that sea of consciousness. You have dressed yourself in a body of flesh, and you have deliberately come into the land of the shadows, there to face the choices that a person of energy can make. For this energy comes to each as a gift of the one infinite creator. energy that gives life is also the energy that can limit and kill. It is up to each individual so to mold the thinking and the attitude and the processes of perception that this perfect, precious, infinite energy may flow through all the energy centers unimpeded, unforced, spiraling upward naturally and back to the infinite creator as it leaves the physical top of the body, the head, the face, and the fingers. In order to best allow the free passage of energy through the red ray, it is well to sit with the self and contemplate to one's satisfaction what it is to have life, what it is to have the beating heart and the intaken breath, what it is to be caught between the Creator and nothingness, what it is to have the eyes open upon the present moment. That gift of life, if perceived for one instant as the infinite gift it is stunning, breathtaking, miraculous, unbelievable. And yet it is yours. Each one of you, this energy, this indrawn breath, this moment in space and time, to form as you will, to express just as you choose to do. As you contemplate this energy of life, know that it is but a shadow of something that is within each of you that is even closer to the Creator than the light that you welcome into your energy field. For light is a manifested thing, yet that which lies closer than your breathing, nearer than your hands, is that which you are, the great original thought of love. One may identify with the body, or one may identify with the consciousness that is the one infinite creator. And depending upon whether the person identifies itself as body or as consciousness, much may be affected. We encourage each of you, while loving the body, to see it as the shadow of the true self. That true self that took this second density physical vehicle to be its home within the earth world. That consciousness that shall drop the garment of the body lovingly and gently and with thanks when it is time to move on through the door of death. You are love. And you have chosen to come into the builded universe, that land of light and dark, and to enter into a vast round of experience. From the primeval blackness, through the dim forms of earth and fire, through all the ways of the life stream moving through vegetable and animal. And now you stand at the threshold of self-knowledge, self-awareness, self-consciousness. And it is your precious task to take these gifts that you have been given and to offer them back up to the Infinite Creator with as much increase of love and service, compassion and caring as you can. The second density red ray, which is the environment that your body enjoys, selects those entities which may aid it in promulgating the species and in creating a safe place in which to bring up young. The third density red ray energy adds to that the energies of self-conscious love, which opens this energy up to embrace all, male and female, which takes that red ray and chooses to allow it to flow naturally, not only in the act of sex, but in the act of living. Perhaps a good model for this would be the boomerang, that as you release this energy of selfhood, this energy of basic health, as this instrument would call it, there is the comfortable confidence that this energy shall return with gifts in its arms from a universe that has all the polarities possible within it. Any two entities may share third density red ray energy to the extent of their dynamic. It will always be that certain pairs of entities will happen to have particularly good dynamics. And thus, we'll experience a more remarkable stream of energy transfer. But the open sharing of this energy with all is certainly that which aids the red ray in remaining open, powerful, and pure, thus ensuring that the maximum amount of energy moves through red ray and into the next. We find this to be a good stopping place and would continue this transmission through the one known as Jim. We are those of Kuol, and we thank this instrument as we leave it in light and love. We are those of Kuol.
I am Kuol, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to ask if we may speak to further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
In your eloquent statement, quote, you mentioned something about that we are on the threshold of self-consciousness, the threshold of self-consciousness. This is true of us as third density people, that we are only on the threshold of self-consciousness and have not attained it. And what is your concept of that self-consciousness then, that we have yet to attain?
I am Kuol, and am aware of your query, my brother. The self-consciousness of which we spoke is that consciousness of the greater self, which may be likened unto the higher self, revealing itself in stages, shall we say. This is that kind of compassion which includes the universe about one and not just those other selves which are in close proximity or in an interactive kind of relationship with the self. The self-consciousness of which third density entities are so proud is that self-consciousness which each feels as an individualized portion of the one creator. That is the great achievement of this density's work, to give the individualization a chance to work its transformative ways upon the consciousness of the second density, which has much in common with that greater awareness whose threshold you now begin to pass through, for each is partaking of the great consciousness of all that is, the second density entity, moving from it into an individualized awareness available in a third density. the third density entity moving from this individualized awareness into a consciousness which partakes more of the one creator once again, yet does so in an informed manner, one which has chosen for itself the path to this threshold. Is there a further query, my brother?
The energy that you spoke of coming through the feet, from the earth, from the air, into the red ray chakra, is this light energy? Or is it another kind of energy? And if it is light energy, how is it changed from the light that we know so that it may enter the chakra? And the consciousness that is enclosed in the plastic matter that you mentioned, which I take as the soul, is there a relationship between the energy that enters the chakra and this consciousness that is the soul?
I am qua, and believe we are aware of your query, my brother. The energy which enters the feet and base of the spine is an intelligent kind of energy that is most likened unto what you would call love, that creative energy which enlivens all creation. It is the enlivener, the energizer, and is the daily gift of the Logos to all within its care. A kind of manna, shall we say, which each entity will use in an individualized fashion. This is a tool of the soul, as you have called it. The soul essence of each entity is that focus of consciousness which exists from time immemorial and moves into the evolutionary process as a portion of the one creator, and utilizes the various densities and incarnations within each density to achieve certain levels of awareness and expressions of energy within them. Thus, the intelligent energy, or prana, of the Logos is that which propels the creation. The soul is that portion of consciousness which can use this universal energy for a personal evolution. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes, does this love energy come from the Son as a Logos, or from the one infinite Logos of the Creator?
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. It comes from the One, as does all come from the One, for there is only the One Creator. This infinite, universal, or cosmic mind of the One Creator is refined and varied in infinite ways by each Logos as means by which to glorify the One Creator and give it the opportunity to know itself that would not be present without the individual refinements by each Logos to this cosmic mind or energy. Is there a further query, my brother?
I would ask on just a slightly different subject. about harvest, about the fourth density harvest. How is the harvest brought about as a mechanism? What determines the time for the harvest to occur? Now, I know it's not part of the fourth density approach, conversion to earth, because there were two other harvests in the 75,000 year period. So does the harvest depend on a certain point of the zodiac transiting the center of the galaxy? And if so, what is the exact mechanism by which that harvest takes place?
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my brother, though perhaps somewhat less able to express it in the precise terms that you request. For though such precision would be possible with other instruments, we must content ourselves with the generalized statement that there is a clock-like mechanism, indeed, that is the cause, as shall we say, for the harvest to occur as it does. For each energy focus, be it a planetary, be it that of the Logos, or any entity which exists as an individualized portion of the one Creator, will move in a spiraling fashion towards the light and love of the one Creator. This movement is a progression of increasing awareness and expression of this awareness by the entities undertaking this process. For those within your third density illusion, the planetary progress, as this sphere which you call Earth moves through its own unfolding and position in the a cosmic web of creation, will have those times during which the entities upon its surface and within its care will have the opportunity to demonstrate the level of apprehension of the unity of all things. Within this illusion, the lessons of love and the ability to open the green ray energy center to the experience about one and the identity indeed of one's self is the kind of energy expression which will find the opportunity to be harvested at regular intervals that are determined, as we stated in a general fashion, by this planet's own progress and position, and will be offered as well as each entity is able to become more consciously aware of the evolutionary process, so that for the entity which has been more successful in untangling the illusory nature of its own existence in this third density, there is always the opportunity to harvest the self at any point within this density's progress. Such entities are most likely in the positive. and once again with this instrument. Is there another query at this time?
I have one more. Quote, on another subject, this is the body that's able to be materialized from the fifth density realm into third density realm. What is the nature of this materialized body? Does it have any complete physical substance to it? Or is it a manipulation of light in some way or some other device? Is there any actual physical matter in this manifested body?
I am Qual and am aware of your query, my brother. Though there are few instruments within your third density illusion which could measure any physical qualities of the light body of fifth density, there would be to the most sensitive some small register of that which could be called matter or could be called energy in a field. However, the light body is indeed constructed of that which is light and can be manipulated in any fashion which the entity of fifth density or above desires. For it is the ability of light to be formed in such and such a fashion that allows the creation to exist. And as an entity moves into more and more harmony with the unity of all creation, there comes the ability to be co-creator and to move into the light and become the light and form the light as the will directs. Is there a further query, my brother?
I just want to understand that you're saying then that the light body, the light from the being in fifth density could actually be changed into physical matter here in third density so that we could see the individual, so we could see that entity.
I am Qual, and am aware of your query, my brother. This is correct, though the matter formed would not be that which could be expected to exist for a lengthy portion of your time measurement. For the focus necessary to maintain the third density illusion of matter is one which is quite concentrated and requires a certain grounding and dedication to this density that entities of fifth density or above would not have as their native makeup, for their illusion at this time is of a much finer quality. Is there a further query, my brother?
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your answers.
I am Paul, and we thank you once again, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I'd like to ask three things. The first one is, what was going on when, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, maybe, or was it just last week, I'm not sure, but when I first got energy from Bob and I noticed it, it was like I had built up an overage of it and it was spilling over, and when I talked to Bob, he said, oh, well, I sent it to you, and I'll promise I'll just send it around the circle. What was that? Second, after that, I seemed to have good energy when Bob was around, but it didn't stick
onto me. It didn't build up so that I had to express extra, and he didn't feel depleted, and was that the normal way? And the third thing was, is there something about my vital energy that makes me more able than most people to be able to use pure red ray energy? And if so, would that something be something that other people could work on? Some sort of vital energy connection.
I am Kuo, and believe that we understand your query, my sister. The one known as Bob has a natural ability, the nature of which he is beginning to discover. The discovering of this nature allowed the modifying of the experience. The connection between your spiritual energy system and your physical expression of red ray energy is that quality which enhances your ability to receive that which the one known as Bob is beginning to understand how to modify. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am Kuo, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there another query?
Kuo, I was wondering if there is a difference between a second density yellow ray expression and third density yellow ray expression.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. There is a range of expression for each of the rays or centers of energy. For the second density to express the beginning grasp of yellow ray is to become enough individualized that the entity can give and receive that quality known as love. A primary example of such would be the pets, which many within this culture enjoy. Each pet becoming more individualized with the loving care of the third density entity. The third density expression of the yellow ray energy, taken to the more advanced end of the scale, would see entities working harmoniously with each other in the groupings of the daily round of activities, each moving into more and more harmony, compassion, and understanding of those with whom the illusion is shared. This done in a more and more conscious fashion. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes, but I don't quite know how to form it. I'm going to have to sit with this for a little while. Thank you for the information.
Let me ask a question on that. Would the second density animal finding its place in the pecking order, would that be a second density yellow ray, or is that part of red ray? It seems like it's communal behavior when an animal will figure out where it is in relation to the others in the pack or whatever.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my sister. There are many expressions of energy and behavior patterns within the second density illusion that may be seen as being of the orange ray expression, even though the observer within third density can see great similarity between those actions such as you mentioned, and the third density experience, which sees entities doing much the same under similar circumstances. Yet within each illusion there is also the undergirding quality of the experience that shades it, shall we say, toward the orange ray for the second density creature, and the yellow ray for the third density entity, even though there may be instances within the second density illusion where second density entities may indeed be demonstrating more behavior toward the yellow ray spectrum within their orange ray environment, shall we say. This is the natural progression of the second density towards third, so that at most times in the evolution of second density entities, there is the preponderance of orange ray activity with the movement toward the yellow ray of individualized behavior. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, that was fascinating. Thank you very much.
I am Kwong. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? It appears that we have evolved in this session to the point of lack of queries. We shall thank each for walking with us for these few brief moments this day. It has been, as it always is, our great privilege and pleasure to be with you and to be allowed to speak our thoughts through these instruments. We hope that you will always remember to take only those thoughts which have value for you and leave all others behind. We are known to you as those of Kuo, and we would leave this instrument and this group at this time in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Ethel, Judy, and Ophelia, Spider Rainbow, Scott, the Beam family, the Kirkley family, the Flaherty family, the Romy, Bob, and Dana,
the Beam and Carla.
cause of peace. Our beloved planet.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me.